Just wanted to kind of give you a couple of announcements before we get started. If you have any prayer requests, anything going on, we want to know about it. You know, we don't want you to keep it to yourself. So you can actually email prayer. Let me just make sure I got this right. Email prayer at theoutletcommunity.com. Or you can text us even at area code 770-667-4899. And just a reminder, we're going to do recharge prayer tomorrow morning at 9:30 before service starts. Service starts at 10 a.m. Through our regular online streaming apps, YouTube, Facebook, Church Online on our website. And also right after that, we're actually having our e-groups with different groups and settings and such. And that's a great time where you can connect with our members. You know, we're all doing the social distancing thing, so it's important that we stay connected during this really interesting time. And of course, as you know, what we're doing is we are in the book of Proverbs right now. It's the ninth day of the month. We're on the ninth chapter of Proverbs, and that really deals with wisdom and honor, because wisdom is something that's very essential that we have really for our walk in Christ. And so we're able to live a fruitful life and to be a witness and an example that God has called us to be before we were even made. And I want to read real quick from Proverbs chapter 9. If you want to follow along, you can. Proverbs chapter 9, and we're going to start with verse 9. And it says, instruct the wise. Read from the NLT. Instruct the wise, and they'll be even wiser. Teach the righteous, and they will learn even more. Fear the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. I'll read that one more time, verse 10. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. A lot of people kind of get it twisted with the fear of the Lord. Oh, we got to be afraid, like we're afraid of the boogeyman. But that's not what that means. Fear of the Lord means you have a respect, a reverence, and as we said, honor of the Lord. That's very, very important. And that is the foundation. Well, of course, anything with the foundation, if you worked in construction, at the very, very bottom, the very, very thing that holds it all together. And so we must reverence and respect the Lord and seek him in everything that we do, so we're able to utilize his wisdom to do great and supernatural things that he's called us to do. And just really trusting him. A lot of times we think we know best. I have this degree and that degree. I know this person. I've done this. But it's important that we realize that we don't, in our own self, we don't know all that there is to know. We need God's wisdom, his grace, and we need to seek him daily so we're able to tap into that. One example of just the supernatural power of God, I'm kind of a movie nerd, Back to the Future. I'm not sure who's a big Back to the Future fan, but on Back to the Future 3, they're in the year 1885. They're trying to get back to 1985. There's no technology that can get their DeLorean up to 88 miles an hour, so they have to use a locomotive, and they put the DeLorean machine on the front of it. But they had to get it to 88 miles an hour on this train track. But here's the thing. The train track was running out at the very end of the ravine. And so, but in the year 1985 is there. But the thing about it is, sometimes, and of course, on the movie, they got there. They got up to 88 miles an hour. And by the time they got through the time portal to 1985, they were already on that train track. And that's the same thing with God. Sometimes we need to get to the end of our rope, the end of what we know, the end of what we think we know how to do, so God can put his super on top of our natural, so we're able to do everything that God has called us to do. So this is, like I said, very simple word. Have wisdom through honor of God, and realize that we don't know everything. We can't do everything on our own. And that's something that's very, very important that we must do. Trust God, seek his wisdom, and let him take care of the rest. So y'all pray with me, please. Father God, in the mighty, matchless, and miraculous name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. Thank you for a fresh new year. 2020 was wild and rambunctious, but you have delivered us. You brought us out of that darkness of that year and into the marvelous light of a brand new year, a brand new season. Thank you for preserving us and keeping us despite all the things that are going on right now. Father God, as we do this fast season and we seek you, Father God, I pray that you continue to show us things that we never knew, we never could have thought, so we're able to do all the things that you've called us to do, Lord. Father God, right now, I just thank you that we continue to be a light, a witness, in every single thing that we do. And also, Lord, thank you that every single family of the Allied community and beyond, that you are supplying our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I pray that there is no lack. I thank you, Lord, right now that anybody that may be feeling under the weather, whether it's, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, I pray that your healing power flows through this screen and touches every single person that's needed. Lord, right now, we know you're going to do great things. So right now, we're going to thank you. We're going to give you the praise, and we're going to give you the glory, and we are going to give you the honor, Father God, for all the things that you're going to do through our lives, Father God, and things that we're going to learn through your word and through your spirit in this fast. I thank you for all these things. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining the Outlet community. Once again, just a reminder, tomorrow, recharge 9:30 a.m. Service starts at 10 a.m. And then after that, we're doing e-groups where you can join and we can kind of talk things through and really help each other out during this season. Love y'all. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Y'all take care.